Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
I. Yes, she is by all of her children. She's in our life. Torah say so. Yes, I. Rastafari. So here for the Wednesday Wisdom, the Wednesday podcast right here. We're at the fourth day of the Shavuah. Let's rise up to chant the evening psalm, standing psalm, Psalm 94 here for the fourth of the 7 days of this Shavuah, this strong, this week right here.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalm 94.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yaman. Cleanse you on your friend, Bunyan. No man sweet as Emmanuel. Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. No man sweet as Emmanuel. You know stumble, and yet still you no friend. Yo, kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see yourself. It's for true job, bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot see yourself. It's for true, you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Oh, you tell me what is Babylon, children, what is Babylon? Babylon definition is confusion. One man a go lead all 10,000 woman. The fire never sees no prostitute, not one. We want the woman them strength in a damn obedian. Members say woman they are more than man. Members say them slaughter no black man. In a them slavery in a the revolution. No make on the ship no mention we talk yam. No for we back against the wall for the execution. Look who next I go fall for the Ethiopian. If the empress them tall in a them rightful position.
nation. Alpha and Omega civilization. So that's the I no church, so no chance, so no wrong. Better tell them kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a savior's earth. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the sky, where is your meditation? Be the black star in the future generation. But not friend, the whole family me bring. Tell me if I you are your friend. Vanity, push you in a swing. Remember in and they use them ears, the name not stamp ring. Tell you say you have ears, you lick up in a rubbish bin. Do I disfavor dump yourself and the work you're doing? Me know you don't want no help, but tell me who you're serving. Hey, wanna come tell me, come tell me how it is. Be a woman who they look on where you practice. You know make no love, yet you expose nakedness. From you not see yourself as Ethiopian, no no. Tell them say kings of the earth.
I notice y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
You not see yourself as Ethiopian, no no. Tell them sexy. You not see yourself as Ethiopian, no. Ethiopian, no. Ethiopian, no. Ethiopian, no.
Psalm 2.
Mizmor vet, 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 vet.
Why do the heathen rage, rage, rage?
Lamma rageshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu.
And the people imagine a vain thing, a vain thing, a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegurik, rik, rik.
The kings of the earth set themselves, set themselves, set themselves.
Yit yatsevu malche ere, malche ere, malche ere, malche ere.
And the rulers take counsel together, counsel together, counsel together, counsel together.
Verozenim nosedu yahad, 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 yahad. Yahad.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al Meshiho, ve'al Meshiho, ve'al Meshiho, ve'al Meshiho.
Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him, trust in him, trust in him, trust in him, trust in him. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here, Psalm dry.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And the Malkei Eretz, the kings of the earth, they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And the Malkei Eretz, the kings of the earth, they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Ne natika eta mosarotemo, ve nashalika mimenu evotemo. Hear. Today's Psalm is Mor Beit, Psalm 2, verse 2 and verse 3. Let us break their bands asunder. Ne natika eta mosarotemo. That is, the bands of Tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, wear upon their arms, and cast away their cords. Ve nashalika mimenu evotemo. And cast away their cords. That is, the cords of Tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, wear upon their heads. Here Midrash notes, see and refer to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, and Devarim, and Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. And here, some suggest that when the nations, ha-goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, when the nations, the goyim, ha-goyim, when they realize that they have no power to fight against ha-elohim, the true God, they will turn upon Israel and attempt to break the bands and the cords that bind Israel to ha-el, to the true God. Generally speaking, these bands and cords, they stand for HaTorah, for the Torah and the commandments. Here, however, HaGoyim, the nations, are considered as attacking the wearing of Tefillin. Another comment on let us break their bands asunder. Ne natika eta mosarotemo. That is, break the seven laws that were enjoined upon the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, and cast away their cords from us. Ve nashlicha mimenu ebotemo, and cast away their cords from us. That is, the precepts. Precepts concerning and concerned with such things as the booth, ha-sukkah, and the festive wreath. Precepts whose performance requires the interweaving of branches, and that are therefore called cordings in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40.
Kapota te marima va enafa eitza evota ve arveya nachala ua se machetema lifnei Yehova Elohekem shivata yamim.
And ye and y'all shall take you on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees and willows of the brook, and ye and y'all shall rejoice lifnei Yahuwah before he who be Elohim, y'all Elohim, 7 days, shivat yamim. So here we have the eitz avot, or the boughs of thick trees, eitz avot, the myrtle that is formed like a plat, with three leaves issuing from one point of the branch covering it. The phrase, ye shall take you, this governs all the species that are named, in the sense that only one of each is to be taken. But here we have the eitz abot, the eitz tree abot, boughs of thick trees. So the connection of the eitz abot, the cords, the eitz avot, the tree of the avot, and evotemo, their cords, in the phrase, ve nashlicha mimenu evotemo, and cast away their cords from us. And here Midrash note on the festive wreath,
the festive wreath. That is the lulav. The lulav, or some enunciate as lulav, the lulav, that is made with interwoven branches of palm, myrtle, and willow. Here, Midrash note on Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. The myrtle is called a tree of abot, a tree of cordings, or the eitz abot, tree of abot, tree of cording, that the commentator connects with their cordings, their abot, or ebotemo, their cords of the mizmor, today's mizmor beit, Psalm 2. Now, according to Rav Chista, the wild myrtle was employed in the construction of the sukkah, while the cultivated variety was used for the lulav, the festive wreath, the lulav. Thus also in the verse, and many peoples shall go and say, come ye, come y'all, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. V'halku amim rabim v'amru l'ku v'na'ile il har Yahuwah il beit Elohei Ya'ikob v'yoredu amida rakayo v'nelka b'orchotayo ki amitz yona teitzei Torah u'davar Yahuwah mi'arushalayim. And many peoples shall go and say, we halku amim rabim, we amru, come ye, come y'all, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, leku, we na'ile il har Yahuwah, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, il beit Elohei Yaakov, and he will teach us of his ways. With your redu mia derakayo, and we will walk in his paths. With nelka de orchotayo, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, out of Zion shall go forth Torah. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. U'adevar Yahuwah mi'arushalayim. The ways and paths are the seven laws whereby the B'nai Noch, the children of Noah, were bound. Derakayo orchotayo, his ways. Derakayo, his paths. Orchotayo, the ways and the paths are the seven laws whereby the B'nai Noch, the children of Noah, were bound. Here, Midrash note, the children of Noah were bound or joined or burdened or charged. The children of Noah, whereby the children of Noah were bound, were joined. The children of Noah were burdened. The children of Noch, of Noah, were charged. He that sitteth in the heavens will speak to them. I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verses 4 to 6. He that sitteth in the heavens, Yoshev Bashamayi, he that sitteth in the heavens will speak to them. Az Yidaber Elemo, Rani Nasakti Malki Alis Ion Har Kadisho. Truly, it is I that have established my king. Wa Ani Nasakti Malki, upon Zion, Alis Ion, my holy mountain. Har Kadishi, Wa Ani Nasakti Malki, Alis Ion, Har Kadishi. Al Zion, Har Kadishi, up on Zion, my holy mountain, Har Kadishi. Rav Yitzhak Bar Chama taught, all the doings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, are in holiness, are in idleness, set apartness. His speech is in holiness, idleness. As is said, God spoke in His holiness. Psalm 60, verse 8. Elohim dibber b'kadosho. Elohim spoke in His holiness. Elohim dibber b'kadosho. The praise, the eyes of Him is in holiness. As is said, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts is holy. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Vikara ze il ze, v'amar, kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzevaot, melo kol haaretz kovodo. And one called to another, and said, Vikara ze il ze, v'amar, holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. Kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzevaot. The whole earth is full of His glory. Melo kol haaretz kavodo. His going is in holiness, idleness, set apartness. As is said, the goings of my God, my King, in holiness, in idleness. Psalm 68, verse 25. Rao. Helikoteka Elohim, helikot Eli Malki Vakodesh. They see thy goings, O Elohim. Rao helikoteka Elohim, even the goings of my God. Helikot Eli, my King, Malki, in holiness, Vakodesh. The bearing of His arm is in holiness, in idleness, set apartness. As is said, the Lord hath made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. Chasafi yowa et zeroa kadsho le'aynai kol hakoyim ve'au kol afse aretz eita yeshuata Eloheinu. Jehovah, He who be, who He be, hath made bare His holy, His eyelid, His set-apart arm. Chasaf yawa eta zeroa kadsho. Chasafi yawa eta zeroa kadsho. In the eyes of all the nations, le'aynei kol hagoyi, and all the ends of the earth shall see. We'arau kol afse aretz, the salvation of our, of I and I, Elohim. Eita yeshuata Eloheinu. His sitting is in holiness, in idleness, and set apartness. As is said, God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness, His idleness, His set apartness. Psalm 47 and 9. Malak Elohim al goyi, Elohim yashav al kiseik adsho. Elohim reigneth over the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Malak Elohim al goyi. Elohim has become king, is coronated, has become king. Malak Elohim al goyi, Elohim yashav, Elohim sitteth, Elohim yashav. Al kisek ad show, up on His holy throne, the holiness, His throne of holiness. Al kisek ad show, malak Elohim al goyim, Elohim yashav al kisek ad show. He is glorious in holiness and idleness and set apartness, as is said. Who is like to Thee, glorious in holiness? Who is like to Thee, I? Glorious in idleness. Shemot, Exodus. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Mi kamokha ne'edara bakodesh. Who is like to Thee? Mi kamokha. Glorious in holiness. Ne'edar bakodesh. Another reading. He that sitteth in the heavens will make them laugh. Yoshev b'shamayim Yitzhak He that sitteth in the heavens, Yosheb Bashamayim, will make them laugh. Yishak, Yishak. That is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Ilo and Baruch, who blessed be He, will make the heathen, HaGoyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, laugh in derision of one and other. Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, there are four places in Scripture where Hayel Elohim, the true good, the true God, is described as laughing. One, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Even here, today's psalm, Mizmor Beit, Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak, Adonai Yil'agalamo. He that sitteth in Shemayim, in the heavens, shall laugh. Adonai shall have them in derision. Adonai Yil'agalamo. Second, but thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen, all the nations in derision. Psalm 59, verse 9. But thou, Jehovah, he who be, shall laugh at them. Thou, the I, shall have all the nations in derision. Thirdly, the wicked plotteth against the just. The Lord shall laugh at him. Psalm 37, verse 13. Adonai yishak lahu, ki rah, ki yavo yomo. Adonai doth laugh at him. Adonai yishak lahu, for he seeth, ki rah, that his day is coming. Ki yavo yomo. Adonai Yishak Alaua, Ki Rah, Ki Yaboa Yomo. And fourthly, because I have called, and ye and y'all refuse, I also, in your calamity, will laugh. Mishle Shlomo, Mishle Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 26. Ya'an Karati, Vata Ma'enu, because I have called, Ya'an Karati, and ye and y'all refuse. Oata ma'enu. Gamani be'edekem esahak. I also, in your calamity, will laugh. Gamani be'edekem esahak. I will mock when your dread cometh. El aga be'vo pachedekem. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. Az yidaber leimo ve'apo. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. Hear, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, the fifth verse. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. Az yidaber leimo ve'apo. But elsewhere Scripture says, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. Shemot, Exodus 34 and 6. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo vayikra Yahuwah el rachuma vechanun rekapayim v'rava cheseda v'eimet. And Jehovah, he who be, we be, pass by before him. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo. And proclaimed, Vayikra, Yahuwah, he who be, El, God, El Almighty, Rachum, merciful, Wechanun, and gracious, Rekapayim, long-suffering, long-nose, Rekapayim, long-suffering, Rabba Chesed, and abundant in goodness, loving kindness, we rav chesed, we amet, and truth, we and amet, truth. Al-Kain. Therefore, Silazi, it must be concluded that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, is merciful and gracious to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children of Israel, to the sons of Yisrael, to the Israelites, but to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, who brought terror to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is wrathful and fierce, as is written, Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. Hine yomi Yahuwah ba achazariya ve'evra v'achron af lasum ha'aretz le'shama ve'chataeha yashmida mimeneha miyemenaha. Behold, hine, the day of he who be, who he be, the day of Jehovah cometh. Hine yomi Yahuwah ba, cruel and full of wrath and fierce anger, akhzari, we'evra, wa'chron af, to make the earth a desolation, lasum ha'aretz li'shamma, and to destroy the sinners, the uckers, thereof, out of it, out of her, we'chata'eha, hashmida, mi'emenaha, mi'emenaha, we'chata'eha, yashmida, mi'emenaha, mi'emenaha. Hence, here it is said, then will he speak to them in his wrath. As yidaver lemo be'apo. Then, as he will speak yidaver to them elemo in his wrath. Ve'apo be'apo. As yidaver lemo be'apo. Truly, it is I that have set Nasakati, Malki, my king. Hear, hear, Mizmor Beit. Hear, hear, the Wawe, the Vav verse, the sixth verse. Wani, Nasakati, Malki. Truly, it is I that have set Nasakati, my king, Malki. What else can Nasakati mean? Anointed, as in the verse, neither did I anoint Sakati myself at all, in Daniel chapter 10, verse 3. Neither did I anoint Sakti myself at all. Lo Sakti Admilot. Neither did I anoint myself at all. At all. Lo Sakti Admilot. Or melted, or Nasakti. Melted, as in the verse, a molten maseka calf, a molten calf. Shemot, Exodus 32, verse 4. Egel maseka, egel calf, maseka, molten. Or nasakati, made great, as in the verse, eight great nasik, ones among men. Micah chapter 5, verse 4. Eight great nasik, ones among men. O Shemona nesikhe Adam, and eight princes among men. O Shemona nesikhe Adam. And in the verse, the greatness nasik of the north, the greatness nasik of the north, in Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 30. Shamma nisikhe tzafon. There, shamma, are the princes of the north. Shamma nisikhe tzafon. And here, Midrash note right here. Nasakti, suggests to the commentator all these meanings involving the roots, the Hebrew roots, Nun, Samek, Kaf, or Samek, Kaf. The N, the S, the K, Hebraically, and the S and the K, the Hebrew roots, Nasakti. So hear. Truly it is I that have set Nasakti, Malaki, my king. Psalm 2, verse 6. What else can the Sakti mean? Anoint. Reference to Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, verse 3. Neither did I anoint Sakti myself at all, or melted, as in the verse, a molten maseka, egel maseka, a molten calf in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 4. Or made great, as in the verse, eight great ones or princes among men, among Adam, the Nasik, Nisike, Nisike Adam, in Micah, Micah chapter 5, verse 4. And in the verse, the greatness, or the princes, the greatness of the north, Nisike Zafon, in Yehezkel, Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 30. And where have I made Maliki, my king great? Continuing in the Midrash on Mizmor Beit. Alas Ion Har Kadeshi, up on my holy hill, Har Kadeshi, holy hill of Sion. Al Sion Har Kadeshi, as the verse here concludes. Additional Midrash note, where it reads, he that sitteth in the heavens will make them laugh, will make them laugh. Midrash note right here. Hebraically, by a slight change of vowels, Yitzhak, he laughed, is read as Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Yoshev Bashamayim, Yisahek, he will make them laugh, by changing it from Yishak, he will laugh, Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Yoshev Bashamayim, Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Adonai Yil'ad Lam, Adonai will have them in derision. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. And affright them in his sore displeasure. Truly, it is I, Wa'ani Nasakati Maliki, that have established my king, anointed my king, established my king. Wa'ani nasakati maliki al Zion harak adishi, up on Zion, my holy, my Isla, my set apart mountain. KJV, King James Version, translates Psalm 2, verse 6 as, yet have I set nasakati my king maliki, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The word nasak, to pour out, to pour, to offer, to cast, also to anoint. So to pour out, especially a libation, or to cast, as to cast metal. By analogy, nasak and nasakti, to anoint a king. I have anointed my king. Wa ani nasakti malki. I've anointed my king, up on Zion, my holy mountain. Wa'ani nasakati malki, ala zion harak adishi.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Everything takes time.
Of the sea.
Let up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, Learn them languages there. Learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Congregation, the Avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the I belongs, proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs, let justice smite the proud, they say, just. Nor sees nor hears. Fools! When will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears? Or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to, render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Good evening, good evening. Here, the fourth day here of the Shavua, the Wednesday, as they call it in the Gregorian. We shared a little bit more of the Midrash, the study on the previous day's psalm, according to the royal order. So just to explain this as simply as possible, there's the daily psalms according to the ancient Ethiopian-Ethio-Hebrew order. And then there is the Hebrew and Judaic Midrash, ancient study on the psalm. And we notice something that as we go through the daily psalms and say the Midrash, that there's like a link within the daily order psalms. Like, for example, previous day was Psalm 2. Here we have Psalm 64. And there's a link even with Psalm 2 in the further study of today's daily psalm. So just to bring that out, get into a little more of the details, we're right here for that word sound. And then we looped around again with the Wednesday or the fourth day psalm as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem before pre-70 AD, Psalm 94. Now, Psalm 94 has a particular theme, Habarim, a theme of Jah's vengeance and avenging and a vengeance. There's a prophecy in Daniel, right, that says that in the second advent, there's a prophecy in the scripture in Daniel, we're connecting Daniel, right, and also Isaiah. You know the part where they said that Rabbeinu Yeshua, when he went into the synagogue in Nazareth, that he opened the scroll, he went up to read what we call the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, after the reading of the Torah reading for that Shabbat, Shavua. He went there and he opened the scroll, I think it was, they call it Isaiah chapter 61, and then he closed the scroll. Some say that the first part of that, to the acceptable day of Yahuwah, Jehovah, right, is where he closed it. Right. And then the continuation, you know, it speaks about the second advent or the second coming, you know, speaking about the day of vengeance. Now we say, all vengeance is Yahweh's, all vengeance is his, but he appoints us a day and a time, and we're living in these days and times. So more details on that right here, but let's just say, give thanks and praise. Let's just say right here, hallelujah. Yes, I, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elilta, as a direct, literally, it's the Elilta, that sound, that exaltation sound. But in the figurative, or the second of two truths, Hebrew two truths, you know, it is to say praise or exaltation, or as we say, the Psalms. So here, we're at the fourth day, the heart of the Shavuot, 7 days, and here at the fourth day that the Gentiles, the Gregorian calls Wednesday right here. So we usually will go over here the fourth day's reading, or the fourth aliyah corresponding here with the fourth day. So let's touch on the third and the fourth right here for this fifth sabbatical study for Shabbat Chaye Sarah, the life or the lives of Sarah, the Hebrew matriarch.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah, Senbet Yisaram Idmei, here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 10, for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third of offering, the third Aliyah offering up here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah. Vayikach ha eveda e Sarah geralima mina maleya Adonai. Vaya yeleka wakolat u Adonai. Di yado vayakama vaya yeleka eta erama neharaim. Illa ir nahor nahor nahor. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he rose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. Vayayikach ha eveda Sarah gemalim mi gemalei Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. Vayayelech, and departed. Vayayelech, with kolat uba Adonai b'yado. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. B'yado. Vayakam, and he rose. Vayakam, and he rose. Vayeleka il Arama Naharaim, and went to Mesopotamia, went to Aram Naharaim, Aram of the two rivers. Vayeleka il Arama Naharaim, il Ir Nahor, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time, at the hour of the evening, even the time, the hour, that woman go out to draw water. And he said, Vayomar Yehovah Elohei Adoni Abraham Hakrena. And he said, Yehovah, the Elohim of Adoni, of my Lord, my Adon, Abraham, I pray thee, I send me, send I good speed this day, and shew kindness to Adoni Abraham, to my Adon, to Adoni Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water, and let and make it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, I, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou that I has appointed for thy servant Yitzhak, for thy servant Yitzhak, Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou that I has shewed kindness to Adoni, to my master. And it shall come to pass, and it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife the Isha of Nahor, Abraham's ach, brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair, very beautiful, eyeful to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, may God, I pray that I drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, Adoni, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied the pitcher into the trough, and ran again to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether Jehovah had made his journey prosperous or not. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace. La da'ata ha hitzaliach Yahuwah darko. To know whether Jehovah had made his journey prosperous or not. La da'at ha hitzaliachi owa darko him lo. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou, the I? Tell me, I pray the I. Is there room in thy father's house, thy father's bait, for us, for I and I, to lodge in? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who she bare to Nahor. She said moreover to him, we, I and I, have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yehovah and worshipped Jehovah. And hear, O Israel, Ethiopia, hoy, simi, ye, Jehoshana, my zinbi, simi, Ethiopia, sima. Sama Shema Yisrael. Here, and here for the Rabi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, fourth reading for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah. Here for the Rabi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, picking up with the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 27, for the Rabi'i. Vayomer Baruki Hoa Elohe Adoni Avraham Asha Lo Azaba Hasado Wa Emito Mei Imadoni Hanokia Ba Derek Na Hani Hoa Beita He Adoni. And he said, blessed be. Vayomer, and he said, Baruki Hoa, blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yehovah Elohei Adoni Abraham, the Elohim of my Adoni Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master Adoni of his mercy and truth. Baruch Yehovah Elohei Adoni Abraham Asher Lo Azaba Chasedo Awahemito. May Imadoni. I, Anoki, being in the way. Anoki, Baderek. Yahuwah, Jehovah, led me, led I. Nachani, Yahuwah, Jehovah, led I. Nachani, Yahuwah, Beita Eche Adoni. Jehovah led I to the bait, to the house of my master's brethren. Yomer Baruch Yehovah Elohei Adoni Abraham Asher lo azab hasado valmito me'im Adoni Anoki baderek nachani Yehovah beita echei Adoni. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things, and Rebecca had Ach, had a brother, and Shemo, his name was Laban, and Laban, Laban, ran out to the man, to the well, and it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebecca, his sister, saying, thus, like this, spake the man to me, to I, that he came to the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou the eye blessed of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared habait, the bait, the house, and room for the camels. And the man came into habait, into the bait, into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meal before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I, Abraham's servant, Yahuwah Jehovah, hath blessed Adoni, my master, greatly. And he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses and Sarah, my master's Isha, Eshet, Oset, bear a son to my master Adoni when she was old. And to him hath he given all that he hath. And Adoni, my master, made I swear, Lamor, saying, thou shalt not take a wife, a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset to my son, to Bini, of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go to my father's bait, my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, to Bini, to my son. And I said to Adoni, my master, peradventure, perhaps the woman, the Isha, will not follow me. And he said to me, Yahuwah, Jehovah, before whom I walk, before whom I try, will send Malako, his angel, with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou, the eye, shalt take a Isha, Eshet, Oset, for Bini, for my son of my kindred, and of my father's bait, my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this, my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee, one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day to the well and said, Yahuwah Elohei Adoni Abraham, Jehovah the Elohim of Adoni Abraham, my master, my Lord Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin, the damsel cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thy, a little water, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she said to me, she said to I, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy gemalim, thy camels. Let the same be the woman, the Isha, whom Yahuwah Jehovah hath appointed out for Adonis Ben, my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, let me make a drink, I pray the I. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made her gemalim, the camels, drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou, the I? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare to him. And I put earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshiped Yahuwah Jehovah and blessed Yahuwah Elohe Adoni Avraham and blessed Jehovah the Elohim of Adoni Avraham, the Elohim of my Lord Abraham, who had led I in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter to Beno, to his son. And now, if y'all will deal kindly and truly with Adoni, with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right or to the left. Then Laban, Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. I can I speak to thee, I, bad or good? Behold, Rebecca is before thee, I. Take her and go and let her be thy master's son's Isha, Asher, Oset, wife, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahuwah Jehovah, bowing himself to the earth, 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 to the earth. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
For here, wife for Yitzhak, wife for Isaac right here. Here, look, Rhema tune, going to pick up. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 64. Also, more reasoning here on this Chaye Sarah, this sabbatical study for Shabbat, Chaye, Sabbath, lives of Sarah. Here, with the setting of one son, one matriarch, Hebrew matriarch. Here we get the rise of a next Hebrew matriarch right here. I'd like to share Judy Moat. You know the tune? Yes, I, black woman, Hebrew. Yes, I, Rastafari. I. Rough and rough. Yes, yes, yes. Black woman, black woman. So here we have the new matriarch, the matriarch on the rise right here, here in this Torah reading and feeding with the Chaye Sarah, with the life, or more directly, Hebraically, the lives, as the life is multifaceted, you know. But the lives of Sarah, right here, we have Rebecca. Let's go into some of the metaphysics right here briefly of Rivka. Martin Hebrew, they say Rivka. Here, more Afro-Semitic appointed, to Ethio-Semitic, we say Rivka. So here we have Rebecca. Now, it's interesting also, just another note, that in the Old Testament scripture, I think we have the K here. There's like two ways of spelling it. So sometimes the ones and ones are like, looking up certain things within the scripts and everything like that. You know, you might find like in the New Testament, I think they use a C, if I'm correct. But here we have the R-E-B-E-K-A-H. Rebecca, right? So here, this is the H. Just going to, first of all, just look at the some of the Strong's and the BDB, Brown's Driver's Brig, some of the available research, you know, the previous research, Hebraic research. We have Rivka. Some say that the BDB has here, Brown's Driver's Brig, BDB first, before Strong's, it has a definition as Rebecca, quote, ensnarer. They say ensnarer. She's a daughter of Bethuel, right? Sister of Laban, the wife of Yitzhak, Isaac, and the mother of Esau and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. Some say there's an origin, you know, it's a primitive word here, but the origin here, Afro-Semitically speaking, is from an unused root. They say probably meaning to clog by tying up the fetlock. Get into that right there a little bit more. As a part of speech, it's a proper name. It's a noun, a feminine name right here. So Strong says this right here, just briefly. The Strong's has from an unused, a very ancient, perhaps Ethio-Semitic root, probably meaning to clog by tying up the fetlock. Or fettering. Now, in the parentheses, this is brought out in the context of fettering, even by beauty. Fettering, you know, like you fetter, you could kind of tie up something, literally, right? That's the first of the two types, you know, the two truths of the Hebrew. There's a literal and there's a figurative, right? There's a literal and we can say the spiritual, the figurative. Here, in the figurative sense, fettering or tying up by beauty. So we have Rivka. The wife of Yitzhak. So here, let's go to the metaphysics. The metaphysics. Now, she's introduced here in the 24th chapter of Bereshit, aka of Genesis. Metaphysical Bible Dictionary here for a brief metaphysical review of Rivka. So here we have the second. We call this the second of the Hebrew matriarchs here. Sarah being the first. Here, Rip, the Hebrew they have here, tying firmly or fastening, binding, a sense of binding, a noose cord, you know, captivating. Now here, just looking at the, how can we say, the figurative use, you know, like even the ankh is like kind of a noose, they call like orset. Now we say Isha is like a woman, right? In a context, it can be a wife. There's the form Isha from the Ish, as Adam said that when he beheld the Isha, known as Hawa, the woman. And then we have Eshet or Orset. Eshet in one pointing, another pointing of the very same Hebrew glyphs can be Orset for woman/wife. So her name, Rivka, a noose cord. Right, tying the knot. They said that Orset and Mitzrayim was the mistress of the knot. But here we have Rivka, noose cord, captivating, or sneer. Beauty, this brings out the sense of beauty that ensnares. Or another way of bringing out the spiritual sense of the word, right, making sense of this, the grace, grace that enraptures. Now, we can see some of that right there from the very, like, outset. You know, we have Eliezer. He makes a prayer to Yahuwah, and he says that, well, the woman, you know, if there's a right woman here for my master's son, then let her do this and this. And lo and behold, Rivka came along and did exactly that. She answered that prayer of Abraham's servant, Eliezer. Here, the first of the two truths here, we're going to the, we'll say this is the phi cycle, the physical, the natural, and then before the metaphysical, because the root of metaphysical is the physical. So from low degrees to high degrees, Rivka, daughter of Bethuel, wife of Yitzhak, Isaac, and mother of Yaakov and Esau, Jacob and Esau. We have this in Genesis chapter 24, verse 15 to verse 67. Now, the name is also spelled Rebecca. We have two spellings in the English transliteration, so to speak, R-E-B-E-K-A-H, and also there's a secondary spelling, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, particularly in the New Covenant scriptures or in the New Testament, such as in the Epistle to the Romans, Romans chapter 9, verse 10. Now to the metaphysical right here, from the phi cycle to the meta phi cycle, we have Rebecca. What is the name and what does she signify here? The souls, the nephesh, the soul, the psyche, also feminine, according to the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic languages, linguistics. We have the soul, the nephesh, natural, the natural delight in beauty. Rivka, representing metaphysically the souls, the psyche's natural, netra'el, delight in beauty. This essence of the nephesh, of the psyche, of the soul, is continually going forth and making attachments with the harmonious and the beautiful, the harmonious and the beautiful. And this here is said to bring out the Targum or the interpretation of Genesis chapter 24, verse 59. Here's a look at verse 59 right here for a moment. Verse 59, here we go, verse 59, what a long chapter here. And they sent away, right, Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. Let's move forward. Now in Genesis chapter 24, at verse 60, we have, through the inherent love of the harmonious, right? We call that like the sacred geometry, right? The fractal and the sacred geometry, right? The harmonious. Thousands are blessed. So here, even Ethiopically, we almost have like the Hebrew Yeshimabet. In the Amharic, it's like Yeshi, Yeshi. Yeshi is a thousand. Yeshi is of a thousand. Imabet, Imma, mother of the house, right? Yeshimabet, thousands are blessed. And many hearts of, quote, hate, end quote, of hate are directed into other channels of expression. So here in looking at Genesis chapter 24 at verse 60, it says, and they blessed Rivka and said to her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands, the Yeshimabet, bringing in the Ethiopic there, Yeshimabet. Of millions, be thou of thousands of millions, and let and make and may thy seed. Notice right here, was it the seed of the what? The seed of the woman. So it's not the man only to have seed, right? Here, scripturally or even in reality, of course, the seed of the man is the sperm, but the seed of the woman, what is it? That's the egg, the seed. It's a seed. And here they say to her, they blessed Rivka and said to her, thou art our sister, our achot, thou our sister, and thy sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Now, if you look at the King James Version in Genesis chapter 24 at verse 60, you'll see that the word the mother is italicized because it does not say in the Hebrew the mother. But the context is the context of this baraka. this blessing right here. Be thou of thousands of millions, and may thy seed, speaking to she, possess the gate of those that hate them. Those that hate them. Possess the gate of those that hate them. Like a spiritual Tai Chi. So bringing out the Targum, making sense of this verse, through the inherent love of the harmonious, the sacred geometry, thousands are blessed and many hearts of, quote, hate are directed into other channels, are redirected. Thousands of hearts of hate got to be redirected, are directed into other channels of expression. Moving forward to the next verse, Genesis 24:61, that reads here from the KJV. It says, and Rebecca arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebecca and went his way. Now here, metaphysically speaking, the emuna, the amine, the trust, the credit, the faith, the emuna, the faith in Hailahim, in the almighty power, and obedience, the shama, hearing and obeying to the urge of ruach, the spirit, the ira, it brings into expression a serene shalom and joy. Moving forward to the next verse, Genesis 24:62, KJV reads, and Yitzhak and Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahai Roy. Now, this is a very interesting connection even with Hagar, because the well was known as Be'er Lahai, for life, Roi, often translated as the well of the living one seeing me, the well of the living one, Roi, Re, the well of the living, my seer, Be'er Lahai, Chai, life, Roi. Now, Roi, right, we have the Roi, when we use the ayin, the harder A sound in the Hebrew, Roi, that like we have more of the sense of the shepherd. With the soft of the Aleph, we have Roi. We have the seer. Roi is the seer. Be'er Lahai Roi. So here in Genesis 24:62, and Yitzhak came from the way of the well, the Be'er Lahai Roi, the well of the living seer, or the living one, the Chai, the living one who seeth me. Who sees, the living one who sees me. For he dwelt in the south country. He dwelt in what we know in the Hebrew as the Negev. Negev is the ancient pointing of modern Hebrew. You might have heard them speak about the Negev. The Negev is the south country, the region of southern Judah, right? But yet in the scripts, the specific boundaries are not specified. Take note of the Negev, because when it says that when Abraham, when he came forward out of Mitzrayim, right, he went south, right? This seems to be a different region that more embraces East Africa and especially the eastern side of what's known as Arabia, as well as the north country known as the state of Israel today. But there's a wider region that seems to be implied by the Hebrew scriptures. But here, bringing out this verse right here, Yitzhak. Isaac, Yitzhak, meaning laughter, dwelt in the land of the south, dwelt in the Negev. He dwelt in the Negev. And what does the south, the Negev, means metaphysically, referring to the subconsciousness? He dwelt in the south, in the subconsciousness. Spiritual living fills one with an inner satisfaction that radiates, we would even use the word, let's use this properly, that emanates, right, as a joyous expression of life, of liberty, and love. Here, moving forward to the next verse here, in Genesis chapter 24 at verse 63, and Yitzhak and Isaac went out to meditate Wow. He went out to do what? To meditate. As I now would say, he went out to iditate. He went out to meditate in the field. You know, that's a very good place for meditation. And Yitzhak went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide, that old English there. He went out to suach, suach, suach in the Hebrew, to suach, 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 to meditate, to muse, to commune, to speak. In some senses, the suach can also be to complain, right? But to meditate, to iditate, to muse, right? You know, when you're pensive about something. So he went out to meditate in the field, in the sadeh, at the evening time, or at the Ereb, like we say, Ereb Tov, you know, good evening, modern Hebrew, the Ereb Tov, they use the B to V, you know, because they're mother tongue, but our mother tongue, Ereb Tov. So the Ereb is the evening, the night, the sunset, evening, sunset, or the night. It's like the dusk. One they call the dust part. What's interesting is that the Arab is from the Arab. I won't say like Arab, right? Arab, the H6150, BDB brings out to grow dark, right? Or to become evening, right? The sense of it, to grow dark, to become evening, in another context, like to spend the evening or to do at evening. Right now, there's an interesting root as we get into the root of this particular word right here, from the Arab. Right, Arab also can mean to pledge, to exchange, even mortgage, to mortgage something, to engage, to occupy, to undertake. In another sense of that root word, according to the context here, Yitzhak, he went out to meditate to suach in the sadeh at the Ereb, and he lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his eyes and he saw, seen, sight, behold, and behold, the camels were coming. So here, bringing out this verse, Genesis 24:63, metaphysically, in the joy of spiritual, right, realization, the thoughts are lifted up in exaltation and praise and Isis. Moving forward, next verse, and Rivka and Rebecca lifted up her eyes. Interesting, you know, the narration. He's out there in the field meditating in the Sada, right? And he lifts up his eyes, see the camels coming. And the next verse, Rivka, it's almost like, this is like one of our Hebrew kind of love story right here, right? Rivka, she also lifted up her eyes, right? And when she saw Yitzhak, she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. You know, she nafal, the Hebrew nafal. And nafal means, in a sense, it can mean the root part is like to fall, right? To fall down, right? But in this kind of sense, it's almost like she jumped off, you know? She jumped down. In that sense, you know, she lighted off the camel. She jumped down off the camel. When she saw she saw Yitzhak. She saw the groom-to-be. So here, Genesis 24:64, metaphysically, the devout, the joyous nefesh, soul, psyche, she readily makes union. The union here, the oneness. With the natural, the netcha'el, the natural harmonious expression of the ruach, Verse 65, for she had said, right? Next verse it says here concerning Rivka, for she had said to the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet I and I? She's like, who's this? You know what I mean? What man, right? What man, and the Hebrew word here is ish. She could say, what Adam? That's like the lower, the general, common man, right? All man. But here she says, what ish, right, is this that walketh, that's striding in the field to meet I and I, and the servant? And the servant had said, it is my master. So here she's speaking to Eliezer, Eliza of Damascus. He said, it's my master. This is Adoni, Notice how Elijah uses Adoni, my master, corresponding in the Amharic, Getaye, my lord, my master. He says, it's my master. It's Adoni. Therefore, she took a veil. Now, when the servant Eliezer said to Rivka's question of who is this Ish, right, he says, that's Adoni, right? And because of that, therefore, she took a veil. So do Hebrew women wear veils? She took a veil, right, and covered herself. Nobody forced her to, right? But she took a veil, right? So we have in the Hebrew the tzayif, tzayif, like a wrapper or a shawl. She took her shawl, right, and she wrapped, you could say she wrapped up herself. She took her tzayif. Her saif, veil, to wrap over. Here, bringing up the metaphysics of this particular verse right here. Genesis 24:65, the joyous soul. So here, bring up the metaphysics, the woman, right? Especially the woman, like the matriarchs, representing aspects of the soul nature, the psyche nature, not just in the woman, but in all souls, since the nefesh, right, is feminine in all, according to the Hebrew and according to the ancient, right, context. So here, the joyous nefesh soul screened herself from contact, right, with inharmonies, with that which is not in harmony, when established in spiritual faith and poise, bringing out the sense of, and she took her veil and covered herself. Verses 66 to 67 here. And the servant, speaking of Eliezer, right, he told Yitzhak all things that he had done. Now, it's interesting, because when he's out in the Mesopotamia, the Aram Naharai, in the Aram of the two rivers, the other river valley civilization, we can even say in the context of after the Mabul, the flood, it became the first after the flood. Before the flood, right, we really have a different orientation. But that aside for right now, verse 66, it's interesting that she basically told, right, let's think of, the servant told Isaac, right, all things that he had done. So he calls Isaac his Adoni, right? He calls Isaac his Lord, his master. And he doesn't tell Abraham, the one who sent him, but he tells the son right here everything that he had done. Verse 67, and Yitzhak brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. Jan, wow. You know, Isaac brought Rebecca into his mother Sarah's tent, into her tent. And he took Rebecca, and she became Ishto, Esheto, or Seto, his Isha, Eshet, his Orset, his woman, his wife. And he loves her. And Yitzhak was comforted after his mothers. Now, this is interesting right here, brothers and sisters right here. Let's just bring this out right here momentarily. Because here, if you look in the KJV for a moment, as we mentioned, the principle here, the rule of thumb, generally speaking, in the KJV, whatever italicized words are not there in the Hebrew and usually not there in the Koine of the Coptic Greek in the New Testament either. So if you're reading it here, it says, and Isaac was comforted after his mothers. So, you know, they say trust but verify. So here, going just to verify this right here. And yes, it says that. It says, Vayinachem, and he was comforted, right? Yitzhak was comforted, acherei, after Imo. It actually says after his mother. It doesn't even say after his mother's death, as often is brought out in different translations. But the King James at least has the decency on this level to keep the italicized words italicized. So when you do your own study, you'll find that, wow, let's read this again without the italics, as it would be in the Hebrew. And he loved her. Isaac was comforted after his mother. Notice that here for this fifth sabbatical study for the Chaye Sarah, it begins off while kind of announcing to the reader and to Ainai that Sarah has passed. It speaks about the life of Sarah, right? And also note how many times that's mentioned even in that first verse right there. So there seems to be a focus on, as I and I Rastafari would say, the living, the liberty. He was comforted after his mother. Yes, we can imply after his mother's passing, but notice how the scripts, right, does not say after his mother's death, but after his mother. So here, these two verses, metaphysically speaking, he has portrayed the union, the mawahad to wahida, right, the union of joyous soul and the divine natural beauty, the happy Ashrei Yitzhak, the happy Isaac. The happy Isaac consciousness, remember his name, to laugh, to joy, to sport, right? To have fun in that sense, right? The happy Isaac consciousness, it claims its counterpart. Once, you know, Ray is interesting because of Pops, where's Abraham, Abino Abraham? You know, where's Abraham? It's like when they return, he's out in the field meditating. He looks up, she looks up. You know, the dialogue goes on. When they reach and everything, the servant, Eliezer, he tells his lord, the son, right, Yitzhak, everything that had gone on. And then Isaac takes her, you know, to his mama's tent, and they became, you know, say, Ish and Isha officially, right? So the happy Yitzhak consciousness claims his counterpart in Rebecca, right, in Rivka, whose name signifies, what does her name signify? It signifies fascinating. Even like a noose or a knotted cord, captivating, or in a metaphysical sense, bringing out the figurative spiritual sense, beauty that ensnares. That is a young woman, young Isha, Eshet, Orset, whose beauty could ensnare men and captivate it, Yitzhak, right? Faith and obedience, it brings joy. And spiritual joy, it links man, the human being. It links man with the beauty of nature, the beauty of the nature. Yes, Rastafari. So here, look a bit on the metaphysics of Rivka, of Rebecca, here for this Torah reading and feeding. Looking at the time right here, we do have a psalm. We do have a psalm right here. Today's daily psalm right here. We'd like to share this song right here from Mikey General, the woman of Yisrael. Although Rebecca and Isaac and even Abraham are not Israelites or Jews, according to the Torah, right, we know where it's leading to right here. Let's say, you know, the Hebrew woman, yes, I, to embrace even the Israelites, you know, and the true Jews. Ha ha. General.
Along the rugged path. Zion, for better is there to come, a woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem. The respect I have for you, shall not say it will never end, a woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem.
Yes, yes, yes. About to go into the great spirit of this podcast soon, soon, soon. We got like 11 minutes right here. But let's start off, first of all, give thanks to the brothers and sisters and others in the Rastafari. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, right there, there, there. You know, we've been working through some technicalities and seeking to learn this new technology and everything like that. We hope it goes through. You know, we saw a little bit of a little issue, but hopefully, you know, that issue will clear up and won't be a situation. Just a kind of heads up, brothers and sisters, you know, as we're about to ride up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 64. So we have Psalm 64 right here, here, here. Divine judgment. Going to ride with the royal Amharic first, do them Amharic first, and then get into some of the Hebrew, the Midrash, study on today's daily psalm. As we mentioned in the Midrash, the study of it, there's an interesting link with the previous psalm here according to the royal order. And what's interesting is that some of the ancient Midrash in the translation, they say that they wondered, like, why, you know, like, how it was put together, like what the order of psalms was. And we proposed that it was that Israelites of Ethiopia, because in using the royal order, psalms, chanting and studying it, we see that the deeper ancient studies seems to be that they had an order much as the Israelites of Ethiopia and the royal order psalms, you know, as we chant them. For more information, ljs.org, right there, there, there. But here, 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 we have a psalm of divine judgment. Right. In his sufferings at the hand of unscrupulous men and people, the psalmist and I, after enumerating their evil deeds done did, he utters his conviction that Hailahim, the almighty power, will judge and condemn them. The language, it resembles that of earlier psalms in today's daily psalm that tell of Saul's persecution. Saul's persecution of Dawid. So here, 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 let's begin. Let's ride up, loaded these.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kadmal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrow, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Mazmur 63 በቅንፍ 64 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ወደ አንተ በለመንኩ ጊዜ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ከጠላትም ፍርሃት ነፍሴን አድን ከክፉዎች ሸንጎ ካመጸኞችም ብዛት ሰውረኝ እንደ ሰይፍ ምላሳቸውን አሰሉ መራራ ነገርን ለማድረግ ንጹሁንም በስውር ለመንደፍ ቀስትን ገተሩ ድንገት ይነድፉታል አይፈሩምም ለነርሱ ለራሳቸው ክፉ ነገርን አጠኑ ወጥመድን ይሰውሩ ዘንድ ተማከሩ ማንስ ያየናል ይላሉ አመጽን ፈለጓል ሲፈቱንም አለቁ የሰው የውስጥ ሐሳቡና ልቡ የጠለቀ ነው እግዚአብሔርም ከፍ ከፍ ይላል የድንገትን ፍላጻ ያቆስላቸዋል አንደበታቸው ያሰናክላቸዋል የሚያዋቸውም ሁሉ ይደነግጣሉ ሰዎች ሁሉ ፈሩ የእግዚአብሔርንም ሥራ ተናገሩ ሥራውንም ማስተዋል አድቅ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱም ይታመናል ልባቸውም የቀና ሁሉ እልል ይላሉ
Psalm 64 Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrow, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Psalm 64, Divine Judgment, Assailants Punished. Here, right after Rolam Harik, Luku Batalua right here, and after this, more of the Hebrew. So let's ride up, ride up.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Salamta, Einayist Alin. Greetings.
May health be given to you and I on our behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, and here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Garmawi Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm Silsa Arat. Silsa Arat. Psalm 64, Mezmor, Silsa Arat, from the Mezmor Dawit, Psalms of David, according to the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Silsa Arat, Psalm 64, themed as Yete Sadabi Woch Kitat, Yete Sadabi Woch, Yete Sadabi Woch, the assaulters, the attackers, the assaulters Kitat, the punishment of the assaulters, Yete Sadabi Woch Kitat, also themed as divine judgment. Today's daily psalm, Lemezem Marana Leka, to the chief musician, Ye Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Mesem Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen, we begin. Avetu, Wurante, Belemen Hugize, Lotain Samanye, Kut Latim Ferhata Nefsen Adin. Hear my voice, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Wurante, Belemen Hugize, Lotain Samanye. In my prayer, when I am beseeching the eye, my prayer here I cut latim farhata nafsin adin, preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Cut latim farhat nafsin adin, preserve my soul, save my soul from the fear of the enemy. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Kakufuo cha shengo ka amit enyochima bizata saureng. Ka kufuocha shengo, ka amet enyo chima bizat, so rain. Hide I from the secret counsel of the wicked, ka kufuocha shengo, and from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, ka amet enyo chima bizata, so rain. Gutar sos, verse 3. Inda seif. Inde sefa melasacho win asalu, merara negrina le madreg, who wet their tongue like a sword bend the arrows, bitter words. Inde sef melasacho win asalu, merara negrina le madreg, nitsuhinema besuera le mena death, kestina getaru. Dinageta ye nedafutal aya farumim, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. Nitsuhinimba suwera lemendef estinagetaru. Dinageta ye nedafutal aya farumim. Lener sua le rasa choa kufune grinatsen. Wet medina yisauruzen temakaru. Manesa yayinal yilalu. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. Lener sule rasacho kufu negrin atsenu. They commune of laying snares. They commune of laying snares privily, secretly. Wet medina yisauruzen temakaru. They say, who shall see them? They say, who shall see us? Manis yayinal, yilalu. Amet ana felguat, siya fetnum aleku, yesowa yewista savuna, libuwa yet elekano. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. Amet ana felguat. Siya fetanum aleku. Yesowa yewist asabuna alibu yet elekano. Ekeziyabi harima kefkefa yelal. Ye dingetema filata. Ya kweslachwal. But at Gaziari, how the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall shoot at them with an arrow. At Gaziari, Harima, Gaziari, Harima, Kef, Kefa, Yelaz, yeah, Din Gatema, Filacha, Ya, Kweslachwal. Suddenly, shall they be wounded, and they betacho, Ya, Senakalachwal. Yemiya ya yuachwim hulu ye the negat alo. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And debatacho ayasenakalachwal. Yemiya yuachwim hulu ye the negat alo. And all that see them shall be in a mental state of shock. So chulu feru, ya gizyari harinema sarata nagaru, sarawinema satawalu. All, and all men shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect. So chulu feru, feru. And shall declare the work of Egeziari here to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father. Yeah, Egeziari Harinim, Sarat and Agaru. And they shall wisely consider his doing. Sarawinim, Astawal,
Astawal,
Astawal, Shadik, the Egeziari Desilawal, Versum Yetamina, Levachawima Yekena Hulu, Ilila Yilalu. The righteous shall be glad in Egeziari her sustaining the good, the generous our Father, Sadika the Egeziari her desilawal, and shall trust in him, but Arsum Yitamina, and all the upright in heart shall glory Levachuim Yekena Hulu Ilil Yilalu. Ilil Yilalu. Shall glory and all the upright in heart shall glory,
مزمور سلساسوس بك النف سلسارات لمزمران عليك يداويت مزمور عبيتو ودان تبلمن كوكزيت ألوتين سماي كتالاتم فرهات نفسين عدن ككفو تشنغو كامت انجو تشنبزات صوري اند سيف ملاسات شونا سلو مرارا نگرن لما درق نسوهنن بسور لمن دفك استن قطرو دنگتي ندفتال አይፈሩምም ለነርሱ ለራሳቸው ክፉ ነገርን አጠኑ ወጥመድን ይሰውሩ ዘንድ ተማከሩ ማንስ ያየናል ይላሉ አመጽን ፈለጓል ሲፈቱንም አለቁ የሰው የውስጥ ሐሳቡና ልቡ የጠለቀ ነው እግዚአብሔርም ከፍ ከፍ ይላል የድንገትን ፍላጻ ያቆስላቸዋል አንደበታቸው ያሰናክላቸዋል የሚያዋቸውም ሁሉ ይደነግጣሉ ሰዎች ሁሉ ፈሩ የእግዚአብሔርንም ሥራ ተናገሩ ሥራውንም አስተዋል ጻድቅ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱም ይታመናል ልባቸውም የቀና ሁሉ እልል ይላሉ
But of course there is some problem
it. No one more Babylon come now, taking me like a terrorist.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
סמ"ד למנצח מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אוון, אשר שננו חרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר, לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לטמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו, יחפשו עולות, תאמנו חפץ מחופס בקרב איש ולב עמוק, ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מכותם.
ויחשילוהו עליהם לשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם, ויראו כל אדם, ויגידו פה על אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני וחסה בו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Yes. That's a rhema word, a right now word. We have a rhema word even for what's going on in this. And this event horizon, this day and time, this word right here, you know who it applies to. So they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. Yes, yes, their own word will fall upon them. But here, let's ride up right here. Due to time, we can't go to the full of that mix right there. The prophet rides again, that mix right there. But here, getting to the midrash here. They get a song.
Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet, Samek Dalet, Lanatzeach Mizmor LeDawid. Shema'a Elohim Koli V'tzichi Mi Pachada Oyev. Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Lanatzeach Mizmor LeDawid. Shema'a Elohim Koli V'tzichi Mi Pachada Oyev. Titzor Chayai. Hear Midrash on today's Psalm. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Psalm 64, Psalm LXIV, Lanatzeach, Mizmor LeDawid, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lanatzeach, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, intonation, Isis, Mizmor LeDawid, of David, of the well-beloved. Shema Elohim, Koli, B'Sichi, hear my voice, O Elohim, Shema, 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 hear Elohim, O Elohim, Koli, my voice, b'sichi, 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 in my prayer, in my complaint, in my meditation, in my iditation, b'sichi, b'sichi, mi pachad, mi pachad, from the dread, from the fear, mi pachad oyev, from the fear, the dread of the enemy, of the oyev, titzor chayai, Titzor, preserve, protect, guard, natar. Titzor, titzor, chayai, preserve my life. And here, Hebraically, this is the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first to second verses Hebraically of Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Lanatzeach, mizmor ledawi, shema Elohim, koli b'sichi, mi pachad oyev, tizfor chayai. These words are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yehoveh davar ki'im galah soto illa evadayo hanavim. Surely, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo ya'ise Adonai Yahweh, davar ki'im galah soto illa evadayo hanavim. But he revealeth his secret. But he revealeth his secret. Ki'im gala sodo. Ki'im gala sodo. He revealeth his secret. Gala sodo. Il ibadayo. Hanabi. He revealeth his secret. Sodo. His secret to his servants. Ibadayo. Hanabi. The prophets. Rav Ta Khalifa maintained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, made known to Dawi, to David, what would be done to Daniel, to Daniel. And here, Midrash note, the entire Mizmor, the entire Psalm, the entire Isis, the entire chant is interpreted as a prayer by Dawi in behalf of Daniel, of Daniel. Indeed, had the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nationalities, international community, had the Gentiles, had the heathen, had HaGoyim, any power at all to do anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be he, they would have done it. This, the sons of Korach, of Korah, Korah, implied when they said, they have cast fire into thy sanctuary, in Psalm 74, verse 7. Shilchu va'esha miya kedasheka. They have set fire. Shilchu va'esh. Into thy sanctuary. Shilchu va'esh mi kedasheka. They have set mi kedasheka. Thy mikdash. Thy sanctuary, thy holy place, on fire. Va'esh. Shilchu va'esh mi kedasheka. That is, had HaGoyim, had the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities, the nations been able to ascend so as to break into HaShemayim, into the heavens, they would have broken in for the words. But now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers, even from Psalm 74, hear, from Mizmor, Ein Dalet, Psalm 74, Psalm LXXIV, where it reads, but now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers. Psalm 74, hear, verse 6. Ve'ata pituchecha yachada, ve'chashil, ve'chelafota yahelomun. They, and now, all the carved work thereof, together they strike down with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata pituchecha yachada be'kashil ve'kelafota yahelomun. This means that since HaGoyim, since the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities were unable to break into Shemayim, heaven, they broke down the sanctuary on earth. They broke down the sanctuary on the earthly plane. Here. Midrash note here to Mizmor Samech Dalet. Psalm 74 is attributed to Asaph. The inclusion of Asaph among the three sons of Korach This follows the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And here, 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 this is also a reference to Psalm 74, verses 2-3. Zikora edateka kanita k'edem, galta sheveta nachlateka, har zion ze shekhanta ba'u, ha rima p'fi ameka le ma shuota netzach. Remember, Zikor, thy congregation, thy aggregation, Zikor, Edateka, that thou hast gotten of old. Kanita, Kedem, as thou hast purchased, thou hast gotten from the Kedem. Zikor, Edateka, Kanita, Kedem, that thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance. Galta, Sheveta, Nachlateka, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt, and Mount Zion, this Mount Zion, Har Zion, Ze, Shakanta, Bau, wherein thou hast dwelt, Shakanta, Bau, Harima, Fi'ameka, Le'ma, Shuota, Netzach, lift up thy steps, Fi'ameka, Harima, Fi'ameka, lift up thy steps, because of the perpetual ruins, le mashuot netzach, even all the evil that the enemy hath done in the sanctuary, kol hera'a oyeb bakodesh, zikor edateka, kanita k'edem, dalta sheveta nachlateka, har zion ze shakanta ba'u, Harima fi'ameka le'a mashuot netzach, kol hera'a oyev bakodesh. And the words, the kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together to gather against Jehovah, against he who be, who he be, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah, against his Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz v'nozori, V'roznim nostu yachad ali Yehova v'al Meshicho. The kings of the earth stand up. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz. And the rulers, v'roznim, and the rulers, nostu yachad, take counsel together. V'roznim nostu yachad, against he who be, who he be, against Jehovah, ali Yehova, and against his anointed, v'al Meshicho. Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verse 2. This means that because Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, because the heathen could not prevail against Ha'Elohim in Shemaim, in heaven, they took counsel against Daniel, as is said. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, to counsel together that the king should establish a statute and make a strong interdict, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, except of thee, I, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Hear, hear, Daniel chapter 6, verses 8-9a. Ita ya'atu kola sarkeya malukuta siganaiya va'e hashadar penaiya hadavaraya ua fache vata le kayama kiyama malka ula takafa esar diya kola diya yiva'eya va'ua min kola la ve'enasha ada yomima tilatina lahena minak Malka yita remeya legova ara yavata. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the prefects and the satraps, the ministers and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and make a stronger edict that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Ka'ana malka tikima Esara ve tira shuma ktava dia la le hashanaya kdata madaya ua farasa dia la te edei. Now, O king, establish the interdict, sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. The presidents and the satraps said to Darius, art thou not a king to do just such? All kings establish statutes and make laws, as it is said, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 9b, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai uwa faras, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai uwa faras. But in thy lifetime thou hast not established any statutes. The king, hearing them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malika tikim aisara we tirshuma katava. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malika tikim aisara we tirshuma katava. He gave in to them when he heard them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Gave in to them. And King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Even here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 9a and verse 10. Kola kvela dina malika dara yavesa rishama katava ve esara. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Kola kvela dina malika dariawesa rishama kataba we sara. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed. Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. The Daniel kadia yida'a dia reshima katava Allah le vaite the kavina pe tihana le be ayalite negeda Yerushalayim the zinina tilata the yoma hu bareka Allah bira kohia Ua me tsaleya, ua modeya kodama elahe, kola kvela dia hiva, aveda mina kadamata dina. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his upper chamber toward Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime, saying, hear my voice, O God, Elohim. In my prayer, preserve my life from the terror of the enemy. Shema Elohim koli v'sichi mi pachad oyeva tifor chayai. Hear my voice, O Elohim. Hear Shema Elohim. Hear Elohim koli, my voice. V'sichi in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Mi pachad oyeba tifor chayai. Preserve my life from the terror, from the dread of the enemy. Mi pachad oyeb tifor chayai. When they sought out Daniel, they found him as he stood praying, as it is said. Then these men came tumultuously and found Daniel, praying and making supplication before his God. Here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 12. Edain guvraya ileka haregishu ve hashekahu le Daniel ba'eha ua mitachanena odama elaheya. Then these men came tumultuously, and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Edayin guvraya ileka haregishu we hashekahu le Daniel ba'eh ua mita chanena kodam elahei. Whereupon Daniel uttered the following words, Lifnei Elohim, before Elohim, the true good, the true God. These men come tumultuously upon me. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity. Even here, today, Psalm Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 3. Tasatereiniya misoda mi'ra'im, meya rikshata po ele aven. Hide me, tastereini, hide I, tastereini, misoda mi'ra'im, from the soda council of the evildoers, tastereini, misoda mi'ra'im, me rikshata po ele aven. From the tumult, may rikshat of the workers, po elei of iniquity, po elei aven. As soon as the presidents and satraps found the means, they approached the king, as is said. They came near him and spoke before the king concerning the king's interdict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to thee, except to thee, I, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but make his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Daniel chapter 6, verses 13 to 15. Bedayina erivu ve amarina kodama malaka ala esara malaka hela esara re eshamta dia kola enasha dia yivaya mina kola elaha ve enasha al ada yomina tilatina lahena minaka malaka yitaremeya le gov arayavata aneya malaka ve amara yatsiva milita ke data madaya ufaresa di la te ideia. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's edict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to the eye, except to the eye, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Bedayina enoa ve amrina kodama malaka dia Daniela dia mina beneya geluta dia Yehuda la sama elaik malaka te aima ve alai sara dia re shamta ve zimanina telata be yoma ba eya ba ute. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, that Daniel, dia Daniel, dia mina beneya galuta, dia Yehud, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, Edayina malaka kudia miyalita shema'a, was sore displeased and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Edayina malaka kudia milita shema'a sagia be eish. Elohia ve ala Daniela sambala le sheza vute ve ada me aleya shimsha heva Mishatadar lehatsalute. As the presidents and the satraps reproached the king, he said, look you are not to be believed. And so they kept quiet the whole day. At the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray, saying, because of these wicked men, these ratchet men, should not a man pray? Hence, here it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Ada me aleya shimsha wa miyeshitadara lehat alute. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. And here, Midrash note, the sense seems to be more logical if one assumes that the speaker was the king rather than Daniel. Quote, at the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray. He, the king, Malka, had said, because of these wicked, these ratchet men, he, Daniel, will not pray. Hence, it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. The king challenged Daniel's accusers to prove that Daniel was violating the edict, and hoped that knowing of the accusation, Daniel would be careful not to pray. But when at sundown Daniel prayed, nevertheless, the king could no longer protect him. So here the point being that it's the king who is saying because of these wicked men, he will not pray, and therefore the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue Daniel. But when the sun went down, Daniel prayed nevertheless. Thus the king could no longer protect him. Surely, if Daniel did what he did for the sake of a prayer that a man may omit without fear of being cut down by heaven or being put to death by a court, how much more ought we, I and I, to heed other obligations for whose neglect we are liable to be cut down by Shemayim, by heaven, or put to death by a court. And although the king sought to save Daniel, he could not do so. For the presidents and the satraps said to him, quote, Thou hast told us, you are not to be believed. Behold, thou hast seen for thyself. Then, as scripture says, the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. Bedaina malka mara haitina le Daniel urmoa le guba di aryavata ane malka we amara le Daniel elahak dia anteh palach le bia te rim te dima bi te dira hu ye sheza vinak. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Elahak dia anit palach leh bia te dira hu ye sheza vinak. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 18. It. Vehetayita evena cheda ve sumata alapuma guba. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. But whence? Where stones in Babylon? From where are stones in Babylon? But whence stones in Babylon? This stone flew from the land of Israel, the Eretz Israel, and came to rest at the mouth of a den. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Jose, interpreted the word Eben, stone, as meaning that an angel, in the likeness of a lion, came and sat at the mouth of the den. Minyani? And the proof? The verse, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouths. And they have not hurt me, and they have not hurt me. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. Elahi Shelach Maleke Ua Segar Pum Ariarata Vitla Chevaluni Kola Kveladia Kodamohia Zaku Zaku Hia Shite Kata Hia Shite Kahatali Vitafa Kodamaik Malaka Chevula La Avadet. My God have sent his angel and shut, and have shut the lion's mouth. Elahi Shelach Malekeya Ua Segara Puma Ariawata. And they have not hurt, and they have not hurt me. Vit la, wit la, chibeluni, wit la, chibeluni. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O King, have I done no hurt. Have I done no hurt? Kola kvela dia koda mohia zakua hia shite kahat li wi afa koda maik malka chibula la abdate. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled. His sleep fled from him. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Edayina izala malka lehikaleha uavata evata ve dahivana la hanaela kodamohia ve shinateha nadata elohi. Then the king went to his palace and fasted and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. For he said, what did this affliction, that I should be the cause of this man's dying, see in me that made it come? Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Ve'dayin malka bia shifara fara yikuma bi nagriha ua ve'hite behala le guba di ariawata izala. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. Ua ka mika reveh le guba le Daniela bik ala etziva ze ika aneya malka ve amar le Daniela reda eyalaha chaya eyalaka dia anetehe palacha le biate dira hayakila le she zavuta kamina aryawata. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Reidai Laha Chaya. O Daniel, servant of the living God, Daniel, Reidai Laha Chaya. Is thy God, Eilahaka. Is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee, from the lions? Daniel, Ebedai, Laha, Chaya, Elahaka, Dia, Anetehe, Palachale, Bita, Dira, Haikila, Le, Shezavuta, Kamina, Ariawata. And though Daniel heard, he did not answer because he was reading the Shema. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God have sent his angel, and have shut the lion's mouths. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Elahi Ashalach Malekeh Ua Sigari Pum Ariawata. My God, Elahi, have sent his angel, Shalach Malekeh, and shut the lion's mouths. Uasgar Pum Aryavata. Uasgar Pum Aryavata. Aryavata, Aryavata, and shut the lion's mouth. Vitla Chabeluni. With La Chabeluni. And they have not hurt me. With La Chabeluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence. As is said, the lion, which is mighty and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30, the lion, that is mighty and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Laisha gibora babehema v'lo yashuva mipnei kol. The lion, laish, mighty gibor babehema, among the behema, among beasts. Laish gibor babehema v'lo yashuv mipnei kol, and turneth not away for any. With lo yashuv, and doesn't turn away, mipnei kol, from the face of all, from the face of any. Laisha gibor babehema, with lo yashuv, mipnei kol. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, let a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. For HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, may a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. And here, Midrash note here on Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. The first lion was the angel, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp. See, refer to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Gor Arye Yehuda miyat arefa bni alita ka'ra'a rabat'a k'arye'a uak laviya miya yikimenu. Judah, Yehuda is a lion's whelp. Judah, Yehuda, is a lion's whelp. Gor Aye Yehuda, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. Mit Refa Bini Alita, he stooped down. Kara, he couched as a lion. Rabata K'Aye, and as a lioness. Ukalavi, who shall rouse him up? Mi yikimenu, who shall rouse him up? Gor aye Yehuda, mit ref, bini alita, ka ra'a, ra'bata, ka arye, ua ka lavi,
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
He was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Yes, 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 FYI. Some of the readings from Daniel. Daniel is in Aramaic, which is more like Eastern Shemitic. So it's in the Aramaic. We're still, practicing and perfecting our Aramaics here. But other parts are Hebrew. Just a FYI right here, as the Midrash right here compares today's daily Psalm 64, with the experience of Daniel, a.k.a. Daniel. Yes, sir, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Thank you.
Elahi Shalacha Malikei Ua Sigar Pum Aryarata La Chebuluni La Chebuluni. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth. Hear, Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Hear from verse 22. Edayin, Daniel, ima malika, malila malika, le alamina chayi. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever, live forever. Edayin, Daniel, Ima Malka Malila Malka Le Almina Chayi. My God, Elahi, hath sent his angel, Shelach Malkeh, and shut the lion's mouth. U Sigar Pum Aryavata, and they have not hurt me. With La Chabaluni, with La Chabaluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence, in his face, in his perception. As is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mishle, the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The lion that is mighty and turneth not away for any became a tame beast. The lion that is mighty and turneth not away for any became a tame beast. Laish gibor babbehema lo yashuv mipnei kol. The lion, Laish, which is mightiest among beasts, gibor babbehema, the lion mighty among beasts, Laish gibor babbehema, with lo yashuv, and not turning, and turneth not, with lo yashuv mipnei kol, from the face of all, mipnei kol, and turneth not away for any. Laish gibor babehema, with lo yashu mipnei kol. For hakadosh baruch hu, for the holy one, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the ayla one, hakadosh, blessed be he, baruch hu, said, let a lion come and deliver, and I liver, and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. And here, Midrash note, the first lion was the angel, Malak, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Gur aye Yehuda, miyat refa bini alita, kara'a ravatza, ke arye, ua ke lavi, miya yikimenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gur aye Yehuda, Judah, a lion's whelp, Yehuda. Gur aye Yehuda, from the prey, mitaref, from the prey, my son, bini, thou art gone up, alita, the eye alia up, the eye go up, mitaref bini, alita, he stooped down, kara, he stooped down, he couched as a lion, rabat ka aryi, as a lioness, ukalavi, and k as lavi, and as a lioness, lavi. Mi yikimenu? Mi who yikimenu? Who will rouse him up? Gor aye Yehuda. Mi teref bini alita. Kara'a ravatza k'ariye. Uaka lavi. Mi yikimenu? Then was the king exceeding glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel
Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. Be'dayina malka sagiyatev Elohia ua le Daniela emara le hanasaka mina guba ve husaka Daniela mina guba ve kola chvala la hia shetekach ve dia hemina be alahe. Then was the king exceeding glad and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. And no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he had trusted in his God. Dia hemina be lahe, vai mara malka ve hayatio wa guvraya, ileka dia e kalua karas ohia, dia Daniela u le gov ar yawata. Ara yavata rimmo wainuna be nehona ua ne shehona viloa mitoa le araita guba adadia shelitua vihona ariavata vikola gara mehona hadiku. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And they had not come to the bottom of the den when the lions had the mastery of them and broke all their bones in pieces. For the accusers had said to the king, because the lions were already satiated, they did not devour Daniel. They didn't eat up Daniel. The king said to them, if the lions are satiated, go y'all down and lodge with them this night. Then we shall see whether they are satiated, whether they are satisfied. And here, Midrash note, perhaps derived from the words that we have even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Samech Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 9, Hebraically that reads, so they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. So they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. Vayach shiluhu alemo lishonam. So they make their own tongues a stumbling to themselves. Vayach shiluhu alemo lishonam. And a stumbling to it them upon themselves, their tongues. Vayach shiluhu alemo lishonam. Lishonam, their tongues. So when the accusers were cast into the den, they were at once devoured, as is said. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be smitten. Vayorem Elohim chetz pitom chayua makotam. But Elohim doth shoot at them with an arrow suddenly. Vayore Elohim chetz. Thence they are their wounds. Pitom hayu machotam. Thence they are their wounds. But Elohim shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be smitten. Vayore Elohim chetz. Pitom hayu machotam. The moral here, them, not we, will be ruined by their mischievous talk. All them chat, chat, chatter, jar flatters, smatters, and shatters. As scripture says, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 25. Ulgova aryavata rimmo ainunna be nehonna ua ne shehonna. And they cast them into the lion's den. Ua le gova aryavata rimmo them inunna, their children be nehonna, and their wives ua ne shehonna.
Uale goba ariawata remo inuna benehon uaneshehon.
How many were cast into the den of lions? Mark what scripture says, even in Daniel chapter 6, verses 2 to 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, and over them 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was one.
Shifara Kodama Darius va hikema ala malakuta la e ha shidara penaya mea the asarina dia leheona bikola malakuta.
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps who should be throughout the whole kingdom.
Shifara kodama dariaes wa he came ala malkuta la e ha shidara penaya mea we esarina dia le heona bekol malakuta,
and over them 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might give account to them, and that the king should have no damage.
Ve'ila mianehona sarakina telata di Daniel hada mianehona di leheona eha shedara penaya ielena ya hezina lehona alma uamalka la heheveya nazik.
Thus, therefore, there were 122 men, and 122 wives, and 122 children. For scripture says, them, their children, and their wives.
Inun benehon ua neshehon, them, inun, their children benehon, and their wives ua neshehon.
Making 366 in all. Making 366 in all. And for every single one of these, there were 4 lions who tore each one into 4 pieces. 1 piece for every beast. The beast tearing them apart even before they got down to the bottom of the den. As is said, they had not come to the bottom of the den.
The la mito le araita gubad,
and they had not come to the bottom of the den. We
la mito le araita gubad,
as is said, there were 1,464 lions. There were 1,464 lines. Hence, here it is said, even in today's Psalm Mizmor Samech, Dalet, Psalm 64, he that is righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory.
Yismach Zadik by Yahuwah ve Chasavo ve Yita Halu Kola Ishre Lev.
The righteous shall be glad in Jehovah, and he who be who he be.
Yismach Tzaddik by Yahuwah,
and shall take refuge in him.
With chasa ba'u,
and all the upright in heart shall glory.
With yitahalu kola yishrei lei,
and shall hallelu, shall praise.
With yitahalu, to glory, to praise.
With yitahalu, call all yishrei upright, yishrei lei, all the upright in heart.
Yismach Tzadik by Yahuwah, where Chasavu, where Yitahalu, call Yishrei Leib.
Them shall glory, and I shall glory, Yitahalu, in the victory of right over wrong, good over evil.
Yismach Tzadik by Yahuwah, where Chasavu, where Yitahalu, call Yishrei Leib.
Righteous, be glad in he who be who he be in Jehovah, and shall take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart, heart to call, shall glory in the victory of good over evil.
Good over evil.